Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question.
Everybody, welcome back. 90.7 FM broadcasting live, Clubhouse Radio, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Today we have a normal show, you know, but that doesn't make it any less special. We have some people watching from the inside too, which is a little weird, but we're going to be right back after the news and weather and a song.
Hello and welcome for Friday, March 24th. Local early morning temperatures range from 29 degrees in Tannersville to 37 in Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 40 degrees. Winds will make it cold today, but make sure to still layer up because they calm down this afternoon and we get a high of 50 degrees at 4 p.m. Overnight we drop to 33 degrees. Watch it, up in the hills, you're probably going to drop below freezing. Early on Saturday, some snow will fall, then turn to rain by 11 a.m. And that's the rest of the day. Quarter inch of rain is expected, and we see a high of 40 degrees at sunset. Rain continues till midnight. The clouds holding in the heat, letting us hit 41 degrees overnight. Sunday, windy but not gusty. Keep on layering up as you head out into a 55-degree afternoon. Still shouldn't quite reach freezing overnight into Monday, which might see some afternoon rain and a high of 50 degrees. I see some boats starting to show up on the river. Yeah, so let's dip our toe into the water with today's only low tide occurring at 12:20 p.m. Remember, these are consistent readings based on astronomical charts. Factors like winds, rain, discharge, and some storm surges can alter the timing quite significantly, so be sure to plan for some deviation. Today's river temperature will be 40.8 degrees. Today's tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 6:57 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:48 a.m. Looking way up, we see a lot of geomagnetic activities going on. Early this morning, some long-range radio channels straight up closed. So I'll just tell you right now, today is not the day for it. However, chances of pretty lights are. The KP index is at 7.67, putting us within the range of the aurora oval. Now, if the clouds would just cooperate, we could have a good time. Solar wind speed is currently 410.3 kilometers per second at 18.2 protons per milliliter. The current sunspot number is 73, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
I'm Tom. Columbia. And Nick Rapp. GXC.org.
Georgia, write me out and all you, I want you.
everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live 97.7 FM, WGXC, Wavefarm, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Today, I'm joined with my lovely sound engineer.
Meow, do you hear money?
Okay, that's a little bit different. Hi. Hi, how are you today?
All right.
I'm DJ Cola, by the way. So, today, we got a few things planned. So, we have a little bit of an excerpt about an event we're doing on the 27th, I believe.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember the time?
No, I don't.
Thought so. 4 to 6. Bad with times, but luckily, we got people for that. You know, we're built different here at Clubhouse. What?
JJ Fields is in person.
That is true.
In the building.
He left us for a second.
No, I just wanted to play Pink Panther in my head. The dot.
You want to know something I haven't heard in a long time? What is his name? Inspector Gadget.
Oh my god. That lives rent-free in the back of my head. And my dad's head. My dad is constantly talking about Inspector Gadget.
Really?
For no reason. Yeah.
My dad is Inspector Gadget. Gadget. If you had a gadget, what would it be?
If I had any gadget?
Yes.
I would want... What about, like, a drone that you could sit on and just go anywhere? Like a seat drone. Yeah, kind of. Just, like, a personal one-seat drone I can just go anywhere, and that sounds cool.
It sounds just like a technology Nimbus.
Yeah, like a technological tech. That's what I'm thinking of. You know?
Yeah,
I don't know how. Maybe you can generate helium with some cool static electricity moving the molecules in the atom. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
I forget
how the scientific method goes a lot of the time, like hypotheses and stuff. That's the extent of my knowledge. Exactly.
Magic.
I love magic.
Oh my god, speaking of magic, what element would you control if you did have magic?
Earth. What about you?
Fire. Fire? Do you want to pick up that mic and talk? Do you want to pick up that mic and talk? You look very curious.
Like, missing. Nobody picks wind, you know? I've realized that. Nobody picks air.
Wind is devious.
Why is that?
I'm not gonna lie.
What?
No, you can't see wind. You can't actually see wind. That's what I'm saying.
You could
take the air out of somebody's lungs. And think about it. It's not like how it is in cartoons. You can't see air. You can't.
Well, you know, that's a good point. I guess you could just, like, I mean, it's a little bit morbid, but I guess you could just suffocate everybody. We have very different styles here. You're over here thinking about violence, picking fire for violence, and I'm over here picking earth because I'm like a hippie and I just want to sustain myself. Like, I could make crops instantly grow. That sounds super cool.
Oh, snap.
Like, imagine you're just chilling, you want an apple, and then you make an apple tree grow, and then you eat an apple fresh from an apple tree.
I was just thinking about... Go for it. What you gotta do, too? I was thinking about world domination.
I mean, you could do that through earth,
either that or, like...
You could ruin the ecosystem, and then... But anyways,
I mean, even that, I was just thinking, like, I would be, like, a villain or, like, a superhero or something, but, like...
Nah, plus, I feel like Earth kind of is correlated with animals, obviously. Like, animals,
yeah.
Supernatural. I feel like that would give me some heightened power to communicate with animals. That's just my headcanon.
Think so?
Yeah, that's just my belief. You don't have to take it.
No.
Creatures, that's water.
All right, now the truth thing
sea
is...
creatures are water, for sure.
How far would you care?
He's the lamest, what's it called? I almost said Avenger, oh my god. Justice League person. come on.
But think about it. Think how many creatures you probably could summon.
SpongeBob beats him in a fight, bro.
No, bro. No.
You're right. Thank you. I'm just glad you proved my point.
Wait, what's going on?
One of the best savings.
Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long.
We're so pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do. Everybody's happy.
Today, the future is alive. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. I am your sound.
And that song was actually from Meet the Robinsons. So I had to play that because that last song that we played before I played this song, I don't know what
it was. This guy.
Yeah, it was Mr. Blue. Yes. And I'm not gonna lie, this is, I can honestly say, one of my favorite childhood Disney movies, animated Disney movies.
I mean, I vaguely remember. I have to say, this has a pretty good soundtrack if it has the All-American Rejects. And hello, everybody, listening at home. This is Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Wave Farm, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. And if you're listening somewhere else on the website, we love you all the same. And, you know, I have a question for the audience, and right. You as well, Shahi.
Got you.
Have you been staying hydrated?
Actually, I have because of Jack.
Listen, everybody listening at home, you gotta stay hydrated. And coffee, just coffee doesn't count, because that is caffeine. That's gonna dehydrate you. Because personally, I'm not trying to call you out, but as somebody who drinks a bunch of caffeine, you know, that does kind of...
You're a caffeine addict, buddy?
I mean, I plead the fifth. How much caffeine? More than I could. Or no, wait. More than I should, less than I could. There we go.
Okay. If that makes sense.
More than I should, less than I could.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Weren't you just trying to get a Red Bull today?
Yes.
That says a lot about you.
That proves my point.
That says a lot about you.
It shows how honest I am.
I don't know. I'm me.
You are you.
But I'm not a coffee drinker. I've actually been trying to get more into tea.
I mess with that. Tea is really
nice. And it's crazy because I'm not a tea person.
I mean, tea is just grounding, you know? That's... on the show, just for anybody who just tuned in, was if you could control any elemental power. I'm just saying, with Earth, which is what I picked, you could grow your own tea and make that stuff.
Think so?
Yeah. That's what tea is made out of, a bunch of plants. And that's Earth, for sure. You can't tell me plants aren't Earth power.
Plants are plants, and plants are good. And if you like plants, then I like you. And if you're like plants, then that means we're plant buddies.
Yeah. Plant buddies. So for all the plant buddies listening, you know, we are Clubhouse Radio. And we actually have an event coming up on the 27th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 455 Main Street. This is the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene County. We're hosting Harm Reduction Heroes Open House. And, you know, the Catskill Clubhouse, funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene, cordially invites the public of both Greene and Columbia counties to an open house event, Harm Reduction Heroes, at Youth Recovery Center and Catskill Clubhouse at 455 Main Street. Catskill, I mean, obviously.
Where?
Down on Main Street, where free refreshments and free pizza will be served. And if you don't like free pizza, like, do you have your priorities right in life?
Again, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio 90.7 FM. WGXC.
On top of the free pizza, there's going to be a bunch of youth-made presentations, including a photography exhibit, art, health and wellness, and even more. Harm Reduction Heroes specifically focuses on teaching all people, especially youth, harm reduction. And harm reduction is used to decrease negative consequences of really anything, but especially drug use and anything else that cause harm. A good example would be, like, wearing condoms is a... not, like, good advice. I mean, what? On top, on top of that, again, over 1,000 of die from overdose in New York State alone. That's just the track number. There's a, like, for every overdose death that's tracked, I'm sure there's at least one, if not more, that isn't, because, like, you're gone.
Right.
So, yeah. Many of those people, too, aren't even in their adult world. If you're an adult listening, like, imagine a world where your kid isn't able to live because their life
was taken.
Yeah, by an under-addressed problem swept under the carpet.
Right.
But we're part of the solution, and we're completely available to the public at no cost. We offer a collection of youth and recovery drop-in centers located in Greene County and Columbia County, funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia. We offer multiple aid in the recovery process, including harm reduction heroes, and that's what our event's going to be. Of drug education, harm reduction education, and that also comes with full Narcan training, complete free Narcan kits, and free fentanyl testing strips. And last but not least, I can't emphasize this enough, there will be free pizza and free rent. More about the youth clubhouses and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Our youth clubhouses help people in recovery or people at risk of addiction develop social skills that promote prevention, long-term health, and pathways for recovery and wellness. We offer a bunch of creative coping opportunities and a variety of programs. Every Tuesday, we have community dinner for free. If you want to practice music and perform in a band, that's what we do every Wednesday. And if you even want to be a part of this radio show on Friday, I mean, that's what we do every Friday from, we start at 6, but we start a little bit earlier than that to set up.
We start at 6, and we end at 7.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, like, you wanna go snow tubing?
Snow tubing? Man,
and, hey, if that's too cold in the summer, you wanna go to a water park?
Word.
So, I mean, come on down. If that's all overwhelming, too, at the end of the day, we're just a place to come grab a bite to eat, turn on the TV, play some music, you know? We're a safe...
Word, it's convenient. It's convenient.
Trampoline park coming up soon, by the way.
Bring your own bread.
But, yeah, we're a safe space for all kinds, and the only thing that we're missing is you. For our contact information, contact MHACG at our website, www.mhacg.org, by email at info@mhacg.org, by telephone at 518-828-4619, or on Facebook at C2 Clubhouse.
That was smooth.
Thank you. But that being said, we're going to go a little bit to the news update.
Word.
We're kind of taking up that time, but no worries. We're also going to play a few songs, but we will see you soon.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that after absentee votes were counted on March 23rd, David Schneider beat incumbent Tannersville Mayor Lee McGonagall by 2 votes, and incumbent Athens trustee Joshua Luxman beat Anthony Proper by 9 votes for the second open trustee seat in the Riverside Village. The Democrat Lipsman had trailed the Republican Proper before the absentee count. In Tannersville, Schneider defeated McGonagall 103 votes to 101 votes. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that lawmakers in the state Senate this week unanimously passed a bill requiring utility companies in the state to perform actual meter readings. The measure was backed by State Senator Michelle Hinchey, who said, and I quote, "Utility companies are using estimation formulas that are not based on past usage, making it impossible for New Yorkers to afford, let alone trust, their utility bills. My legislation to ban the practice will help ensure that this never happens again while bringing needed transparency and accountability to the utility industry as a whole in New York," end quote. Central Hudson in Hinchey's district has been widely criticized for estimated billing practices. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Alex Galt reports in the Adirondack Daily that Republican Jill A. Lochner announced she is running for the 21st congressional district seat currently held by Republican Elise Stefanik. Stefanik has long said she would only run for 5 2-year terms, which would end her term in Congress in 2024. Stefanik's campaign team did not return a request for comment on whether she would not run again. Lochner said she wants to bring a moderate Republican voice to the district, which now includes Rensselaer County. She said in an interview in Glen Falls on March 23rd, and I quote, "One of the big reasons I'm running, it's not only Stefanik, it's some of the Republican Party in general. It's becoming disappointing to me. The loudest, angriest voices get all the attention, and it gives a bad impression," end quote. Lochner says she favors fiscal conservatism, small government, and is supportive of business. She does not support Donald Trump and says she is pro-choice. She said, and I quote, "I actually struggled with infertility, and my husband and I had to do IVF treatments. In that process, it becomes very obvious how precious life is and how difficult it is even to get there when you want it so badly," end quote. Read more about this story in the Adirondack Daily. Raymond Pignon reports in Columbia Green Media that right-wing environmental groups Neighbors to Neighbors, Smarter New York Energy, and the Empire Center for Public Policy hold a New York State Climate Act town hall on March 26 at Columbia Green Community College, hosted by Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner with former State Senator Daphne Jordan, both Republicans. Local Democrats are saying the groups are, and I quote, "circulating myths and misinformation about electrification," end quote. County Democrat Party Chairman Sam Hodge said, and I quote, "These three provocateurs are facilitating the disinformation campaign in Columbia County against the New York State Climate Plan," end quote. Tanner, in an email, said both climate deniers and those who want to save the planet for humanity should be heard, saying, and I quote, "All sides of the issue should be heard. I agree so that people can be informed about what their government is doing. Government for the people, by the people. I did not organize this event. I was asked to help moderate the event, having done large town hall meetings for other topics," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
I'm making the perfect thing, stay in your playlist. On the burn like you out of the boots. I'm lost and wanted like I'm out of the loop. What matters to you? No, really, what matters to you? I'll push, I'll pull, get you out of the loop. Yeah. I've been waiting for the days like this. A lost soul, but also when I say like this. My parents are making money on some Ray-Bans. I never thought I'd see the days when they came to this. I've been waiting for the days like this. A lost soul, but also when I say like this. My parents are making money on some Ray-Bans. No, it's only a taste, it feels amazing, yeah. Sunshine on my face, let's play with all day. And I'm fun times come my way. I'm taking them so great when the sunshine on my face, let's play with all day. And I'm fun times come my way. I'm taking them so great when the I kinda know what you mean. It's never just what it seems. I gotta get to there just to find out it's only the beginning. Walking through this world, I seem to fall in love with everyone I meet. But at the end of every road, it's always just you and me. It's always just you and me. I go too slow, then I speed up. I talk too much, then not enough. I overthink, then not at all. I think too much about it. I go too slow, then I speed up. I talk too much, then not enough. I overthink, then not at all. Don't think too much about it.
Sunshine on my face, let's play with it. All day at a fun times come my way. I'm taking them so great when the sunshine on my face. Let's play with it all day at a fun times come my way. I'm taking them so great when the...
excessive,
sir.
But hello, my lovely sound engineer.
Hi.
Shamani. This is this is 90.7 FM WGXE broadcasting to you live. Catskill. Clubhouse Radio broadcasting on Catskill, Acre, Hudson. And
90.7.
Welcome.
DJ Thieves in the studio. Should we tell them that this is your last show?
My last show!
That's true.
Oh, that is very true.
We're gonna have to.
But I'm talking about coordinating the scene, y'all are gonna just do it like you already basically do. It's an acknowledgement of your leadership.
Aw, I'm flattered, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the real heavy, would you rather play Pac-Man?
What?
Oh. Or play Space Invaders?
That's a tough one. I'm gonna have to say Space Invaders, but I'm also gonna have to say a third option, which is the right option, in Tetris.
Ooh, I love Tetris.
Okay. I'll give you that one.
I mean, it was the, for the longest time, it was the number one most selling game. Got overtook
was
by,
it?
Yeah, got overtook by Minecraft, which...
Okay. I'm kind of upset about that.
What? I don't know. Minecraft is a classic.
Minecraft is a classic.
For so many, like, it is old now. Minecraft is old. It's over a decade. Minecraft's older than a lot of the kids that play it.
Speaking of Minecraft, there's this one question. It's like, would you rather play Minecraft real life or play Minecraft Mario Kart?
What?
Play Minecraft real life or Minecraft Mario Kart?
I don't understand the question.
Minecraft.
I don't understand what you mean.
Oh.
That's kind of real.
Yeah. But I mean, like,
you don't get to drive through mushrooms.
To be fair, it's legal to drive on shrooms in real life. What?
It is. It is.
You come to our harm reduction event on Sunday.
Be a famous blues guitarist.
Blues? Yeah.
I mean, what's it called? When you're first learning guitar, the pentatonic. Some of the first ones you learn, so. Like, if you had a day prepare, you just looked up all the best stocks, you just looked up all the best investment. Wintering and lottery numbers. Like, you could set your life up. Technically, gonna see the future in 3 years.
What are you gonna do with that 2 year future information? I guess you could then make different choices.
Mess up meeting people that made me better people, or like mess up meeting, like I don't know, but 2 years isn't that
crazy. Oh well, this I don't even want to.
So if it's like what, 2 years, what, 2023? Ooh, no.
Still in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, no.
To the 80s is just as far as the 80s is to us. No, more. No, less, I mean. No, wait.
40s to the 80s, so that's 40 years. To the 80s to now? Yeah, that's, it's been 40 years.
So the 80s is closer to the 1940s than it is now.
So you think about how much change between the 40s and the 80s? And
I feel like...
No one, like, not even good ones.
Not even good ones. Most people don't.
Metals back in, like, the turn of the century, 18 to 1900s.
That's
and then
sad.
Got totally pushed aside for gasoline.
That's so sad.
Why? Yeah, no, we, like, knew how to do it right a long time ago.
Why are we like this now?
Broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM and, you know, Acre Catskill Hudson, but if you're listening somewhere else on the website, you're still just as loved, you know, you're a part of...
Wait.
We have to think of a name for the viewers.
That's a good thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what you want it to be, though. We're gonna have to make up names.
We can let you do a few beers before you leave.
Or, you know, you can send us.
Yeah, weird. Or you can email us.
You can tell us what we should call you. I like it that way. Our word. Our truth.
Gmail?
At Gmail. All
right, just making sure I have that right. I always say dot blah, 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 and get the dots wrong, get the at wrong.
I forgot. Someone needs to say this, and I don't remember who. Instead of saying...
What's weird? WWW is a longer way of saying World Wide Web, but we still say WWW.
Oh, yeah, it's actually more.
Oh my god.
World Wide Web is three syllables. WW. That's nine syllables. WWW.
This is a really good point.
It's three times quicker to say World Wide Web.
World Wide Web. WWW.
Math.
But if you say World Wide Web, then people are going to start typing out at worldwideweb.wgs.
Nah, but it would be one little
IP in your search bar.
I'm disappointed. Like, saying it and typing it, two different issues.
Yeah.
W to the third power.
Oh my god, third power.
This is a good question. God. Do you say 11, teen, or 1-1?
Math.
Do you say 11, teen, or 1-1?
Neither.
If you had to pick.
1-1.
Thank you.
That's it.
My final show be such a compelling, interesting, deep dialogue.
That being said, looking at the clock now, if you're sitting at your house, sitting in your car, looking at the clock in your car, looking at the clock in your house, you might even be looking at the clock on your microwave while you're making some pizza bites. And if you are, I just hope you have the best pizza bites in the world. And that being said, you know, we're approaching the end of our show.
And free food. Pizza.
Yeah. Hey, just saying free pizza Monday, 4 to 6 p.m.
Catskill Clubhouse.
Okay, now. What's the...
My answer is going to make everybody upset, so I'll go last.
I mean, like a good sausage and pepper, sausage and onions.
That's good. That's
pepperoni, straight up just...
Pepperoni. I'm boring.
Okay, munch cheese. Can I...
Nice.
I call it, and I also had red pepper flakes, I call it volcano pizza.
Volcano pizza.
It's like Hawaiian, but spicy. Hawaiian, dude.
Alright. Now, what's your favorite? Clubhouse. DJ feed.
That is very... Maybe... First time or meeting him in person for the first time after doing radio with him for so much. If 10 million fireflies
lit up the world as I fell asleep, my mic keeps turning off. Leave teardrops everywhere, you'd think me.
As they say.